Time now for your letters. A recent interview with writer Barbara Ehrenreich about her criticism of the breast cancer awareness movement brought this response from Dr. Betsy Pinkston of Stanton, Virginia. She writes, "Thanks to Barbara Ehrenreich for her straightforward remarks about an issue that affects so many women today. As a physician, I particularly appreciated her suggestion that if we had a national health service, we could have a more coordinated federal approach to research and prevention and treatment of breast cancer. Somehow, the 10 cents donated to breast cancer research for each pink yogurt top sent in seems a pittance compared with the resources that we could have if our tax dollars were employed for such a purpose." Listener Jacqueline Manning believes Ehrenreich should focus less on the methods of the breast cancer awareness movement and more on the results. Ms. Manning writes, "I do not believe that anyone attempts to trivialize breast cancer. Using the color pink as a symbol takes what exactly away from this crusade for awareness and research? Has Ms. Ehrenreich considered that people of both sexes and all walks of life are affected by this illness? I have not walked in Ms. Ehrenreich's shoes. I pray not to. However, I was taken aback to hear the lack of compassion, her mocking, and her anger, which I felt was being directed at the wrong people, those who are trying to find funds to get the research done." Our essay on living under terrorism in Northern Ireland by journalist Suzanne Rogers prompted listener Dana Lynn Johnson of Lafayette, California to write, "Who better to speak about living with terrorism on a daily basis? No mention was made of her religion. It was irrelevant. Everybody suffers, despite beliefs. I, for one, would like to hear more from her. Can we bring her back for more words of wisdom as we rebuild our lives?" And finally, our interview about shooting down mistletoe in West Virginia caused Jerry Azevedo of Friday Harbor, Washington, to recall his own efforts at trying to snag some sprigs in Oregon in 1978. He writes, "Before I could get close enough to the mistletoe, the narrowing branches started to bend ominously under my weight. My neighbor came driving down the farm road and saw me up in that oak, so he stopped to watch the fun. 'What you doing up in that tree?' he called. I pointed to the mistletoe. He told me to come down from the tree. Then he pulled a .22 rifle out from behind the seat of the truck, pointed it into the air, and let go around. A large clump of mistletoe fell to the ground. I just wanted you to know that shooting mistletoe isn't restricted to the Southeast. The tradition has made it to the Northwest as well. We want to hear from you, so send us an email at watc@npr.org.